Lord, I've seen all that's taken place today, not as a mere observer, but as a witness. And I have to tell you, I just don't understand. I don't understand how the people could respond this way. I mean, every Jew in Jerusalem knew that this is Nisan 14. Nisan 14, the day that has no darkness at all, because as soon as the moon sets, the sun rises, and as soon as the sun sets, the moon rises, and it's the one day of the year with no darkness at all. How could they not get the fact that the sun you created couldn't even shine on these 3 hours? The cosmos that you created seems to know more about what's going on than the people you created. And I just don't understand it. They saw what happened to Lazarus. They knew that he was stinking, decomposing in the grave. And you raised him to life. And it was 2 miles, 2 miles from Jerusalem. People went to Bethany just to see you, of course, but also to see Lazarus sitting at the table with you, eating. Word got out. Jerusalem knew. And when you came into your city on that Palm Sunday, they spread palms out, recognizing you as king. But more than that, they said, Hosanna. They said, save us, recognizing you as God. I don't know what could have made them change. But the sweet smell of palms still hung in the air as those who had cried Hosanna in the highest now scream crucify. And I just don't understand. I don't understand the disciples. For 3 years, they journeyed with you. They heard your teaching. They saw your healing, your miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead. They knew you were God. And yet, when all of this began to happen, they were nowhere to be seen. One of them even sold you for 30 pieces of silver, the price Leviticus says is the price of a slave. If you accidentally kill a slave, you owe his master 30 pieces of silver. That's how cheap that disciple sold you for. And I don't understand that. I don't see how he can do that. I don't know how Peter could deny you 3 times. I don't know how the other guys could all scatter. But then I begin to think about me in this crowd. And all of a sudden I realize, I don't know if I would be among the mockers or among the mourners if history happened while I was standing there. I do know I'm among the gawkers, which even the sun knew better than to do. And with the disciples, I don't know that I wouldn't deny you. I can't say for sure that I wouldn't betray you. I can only hope that when you said someone is going to betray me, I might say with the other disciples, is it I? So I have a hard time understanding the people. And I have a hard time understanding the disciples. But I have the hardest time understanding you, how you, who spread the heavens across the planets, the billions of stars across the cosmos, how could you consent to be buried in this narrow tomb? How could you have consented to a torture so great that a Roman citizen couldn't even be crucified at all? And yet they crucified you, but not until they had mocked you and put a robe on you and said, "Hail the King of the Jews," and hit you with their fists and said, "Here, prophet, prophesy who's hitting you." And you went through all of that. And I can't understand it. Dear, sweet Savior, could you really love me that much to go through all of this for me? It's beyond what I can understand. I venerate your holy cross, O Christ. Please show me your glorious resurrection so that maybe I might be able to understand it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.